All right, well, who doesn't love a payday? Am I right? Well, the thing is, life doesn't happen biweekly, so your payday shouldn't either. And with EarnIn, it doesn't have to. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period, so you don't have to wait until your next check comes through. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. This app would have been a game changer for me in college when I lived in an apartment and rent was due. I felt like I was always waiting for my next check to drop so I could pay my landlord, so this would have been really helpful for me. And EarnIn has over 3.5 million customers who also find it helpful, and countless reviews about how the app gives customers financial peace of mind, which is awesome. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in a couple things under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show out. Again, that's a couple things under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. We'll link it down below and let's get back to it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
Exciting news, we're getting married.
That's right. No, exciting news, it is wedding season, though.
It is. I didn't know there was such a thing. I thought, like, weddings happen all year. Most weddings happen in the summer?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. You ever heard the June bride saying? June bride? It's like a thing. I think June is the hot. That's the month.
I haven't heard of this. I think it's weird that you've heard of it.
June bride. Maybe it was, yeah.
How many wedding magazines have you read?
Thank
yeah,
you.
You should.
You made me feel weird.
We are in wedding season, whatever that is, but we are in wedding season. And we wanted to talk to you guys about preparing for a wedding. We learned everything the hard way because we planned our own wedding. We paid for our own wedding and went through the whole wedding thing. So what better way to talk about weddings than a married couple?
I just found this. Wedding season is considered to be May through October, but the most popular time to get married is summer, okay?
May through October is basically the whole year.
It's not true.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. You don't know anything about time.
Wedding season is considered to be all year.
All right. Anyway, we've gotten a lot of requests on a couple things in the Instagram account about the wedding topic. People wanting us to talk about our experience,
yeah,
some of the things we learned. So that's what we're going to do. And we have a ton of weddings coming up ourselves. I got brothers, cousins, friends. We're going to like 5 weddings this year.
Well, and I think especially since COVID, like we're getting out of the COVID kind of block. Everybody who pushed their weddings off because of COVID or had COVID delays
are now
doing it all this year. So we've already been to 3 weddings and we have like 5 more this year.
That's right. So this is our episode on things we wish we knew before planning our wedding.
Before we get started, if you haven't yet, please
subscribe to the show and give it a rating on whatever platform you're listening on. Also, based off the feedback from the last episode with Josh Beck, we are going to resume our normal format with further interviews. So thank you for your patience. We like to try out new things, including for those who aren't listening but are watching, we have microphone covers.
Yeah, why not?
It's the small things in life, but
yeah,
this makes me feel pretty legit.
And if you're listening and not watching, jump on over to YouTube, take a little peek for us, tell us if you like the little covers here, and then you can jump back to your podcast listening.
You ready to dive into
this? Let's do it.
All right, so we planned our wedding in 2015 to 2016.
Yes.
That's actually how we started our YouTube channel.
It is.
Would you describe the whole process, reflecting on it, as either easy or stressful?
I think it can be easy. I think people try to make it stressful. Does that make sense? What do you mean?
No.
I mean so many things by that. So as soon as you proposed and we got into the whole, like, let's plan a wedding, what I did is I went and bought one of those off-the-stand magazines that had a checklist of, like, make sure you go through all these checklists, you reserve these vendors, you find a location, you put together your lists of people that you want, all of these things. And what I learned in every single article and magazine that I read is, like, there's this standard expectation that weddings have to look a certain way and have certain things in them. And I think it's because of those like stereotypes and those like expectations that people put on weddings that make it stressful. Because if you go buy the book, it tends to be more expensive than you planned. And if you ever go to like a vendor or caterer and you're like, I want to book you for a wedding. If you even use the word wedding, they like jack up the price.
The wedding industry.
So what I mean by it could be easy is like, if you throw all of that out the window and just do it the way you want and make it like non-traditional in whatever aspect that is, you can like make it your dream event and it still be your wedding.
So you're saying everyone has these expectations for weddings being large, being like the best day of your life.
Yeah.
And if you break outside of that expectation and actually think of a wedding as just like a fun event that you get to do, then yeah, that'll help you out.
Or like a fun event that represents you guys as a couple. For let me give you an example. So our wedding, I hired a wedding planner because I got so overwhelmed by like these checklists. And she was like, okay, you need to have like appetizers when people get there. You have to have like a full sit down 7-course meal. You have to do a thank you gift for people. You have to have a going away like dessert treat. You also have to have your cake, all of these things. And I was like, whoa, what do you mean I have to like have all of these? I was like, I don't eat that much food. I don't think anybody else does. And she goes, well, it's just like the way people do it. And I was like, what? And so through like talking, I was like, that's not how we're going to do it. We're going to do it a different way. I'm not going to pay for someone to have like a takeaway meal because they get hungry at 2 a.m. and they stay that late. I'm just not going to do that. And I think if you kind of rewrite the script and just do it, do an event the way you want, it makes it more fun.
It's great to say. I love the perspective. And I do feel like people lose the forest through the trees, as you said. They lose sight of the big picture of like, hey, this should actually be a pleasant experience. And like, I should look back on this with fond memories. Mm-hmm. But there are so many layers of complications, like your parents, like the event itself is larger than just the vows, but if you will.
That's why I get so frustrated with weddings, is because it is not, you're not putting on an event for other people. I think that's where people get so turned around in the wedding experience, is they're like, oh, but my mom wants it this way. And my aunt really wants to bring her friends because they've been talking about watching us getting married. And, oh, I need to wear a certain thing or whatever it is. No, it is the union of you guys, like you and your spouse. And you're inviting people to come celebrate that.
But that's the new age way of thinking it. There is the traditional side where it's like, we were kind of in charge of our wedding.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, it's like the parents are in charge.
I disagree with that.
No, the parents are in charge. Just like a lot of most, just from a financial perspective.
What are you, 16 getting married?
I'm just saying I love your perspective, but there's a balance. Anyway, let's.
You guys, I was so nervous about having thin, broken hair after having Bear, but no joke, I feel like my hair is at its healthiest point ever.
I agree.
Thanks. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, even in the postpartum days. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones, which is really important to us. I've made it a part of my daily routine for the past 6 months, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. I've actually had people ask me if I've gotten my hair done recently, and it's funny because I haven't.
Mm.
Yeah. I started using the Grow Hair Serum immediately after Bear, and my hair has never felt thicker and softer. I also like how it's not oily or greasy, so you can use it on wet or dry hair. I signed up for the monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum, and it's nice because you get to save money on your order and you never run out of the product. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/eastfam and use code EASTFAM at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM, to save 20% off your first order. VEGAMOUR.com/EastFam, code EastFam. Let's get back to it.
Do you remember having fun planning your wedding?
I did. I really had a lot of fun. It did get stressful because I felt like I was negotiating with so many people on what our day was going to look like, which is exactly like what we're arguing about now. I get very, very stubborn when people start telling me what to do. And when people were starting to tell me, you have to do this, or you have to have that, or you have to invite these people, I started feeling very overwhelmed by, this is not your day. This is me and Andrew's day.
Is the correct term for that a bridezilla?
Probably.
I'm probably. Kidding, I'm kidding. You were not at all, by the way. Super thankful for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
But there's, you know, dozens of vendors that you use for food, for flowers, for the music, for the dishes, for the tables. Mm-hmm. And it is, I mean, it's a tough, talking about negotiating.
Yeah.
You have a vision for like, hey, I want this to look like this.
Mm-hmm.
But then the negotiating happens when it's like, okay, well, love the vision. It looks good on paper. Here's what we can actually do in real life.
Yeah.
So then it's like that whole process of weaning down the vision to what can actually be done. Anyway, we also did use a wedding planner, which here's my thing. Just before we jump into this topic.
Easy.
I think of wedding planning in that industry, and I think of like the real estate industry. And what logic does it make for them to get paid more money the more money that I spend? So they have zero incentive. They have no incentive to like help me manage costs.
Yeah.
Because the more I spend, the more they make.
Yeah.
It doesn't add up in my mind.
I will say this about wedding planners. There are wedding planners out there that aren't commission based. They have flat fees. And there are also, instead of wedding planners, there are day of managers, which I think are so helpful. Wedding planners, I would say that's kind of up to you guys based on how big, based on how hands-on you want to be. But a day of manager is basically a wedding manager or event manager who's going to show up and make sure the caterers are there on time and your whatever it is you may have, they just take care of it so the bride and the groom don't actually have to like be handing out logistics to people who are running your operation.
So the bride can actually sit back and like,
yeah. So the moment. I would highly recommend a day of manager.
Whereas a wedding planner walks you through the whole checklist of getting everything taken care of, like, and making sure you're on track for the timing.
Which I do think there are so many incredible like outlets and resources that are virtual wedding planners or lists. There's some on like Zola. There's some on theknot.com. There's a bunch of online quote unquote wedding planning, I don't know, apps and things you can use.
Lexi, are you using a wedding planner? Day of coordinator.
Exactly.
Lexi's using a day of coordinator.
Yeah.
Getting married in a couple months. How much do you feel like we let friends and family make decisions for us versus us just braving it ourselves?
I made every decision. You and I made every decision. Like, I don't think we let our friends and family make any decisions.
That's not the norm, though. No, that's not true. With the invite list, your parents definitely had say in, like, they have to be here.
Yeah, and that sparked a lot of arguments. And ultimately, we won.
I think going into this whole process, if you're planning a wedding with the expectation or a hold on loosely mentality, and like, hey, there's a lot of people who are really excited about this, and some people's excitement come out as like frustration or demanding, just like making sure that you have the right perspective and not this, hey, I have full control over this.
I think the perspective to keep in mind with friends and family, especially parents and grandparents, is like, we have Drew and Jet. I've already like thought and cried over the idea that they're going to get married someday. And I can't wait for that moment. And I think it's really hard sometimes for parents to separate. It's like an exciting day for parents versus this is actually my kid's day. And so there's just a lot of emotions that go into that big day. And for us, I remember getting like our first list from our parents, and that put our guest count at like 300. And we hadn't even put like our list together. And I was like, oh my gosh.
We had a large wedding.
Like, mom, sorry, the second and third cousins can't come. Like, I don't have, we don't have that ability.
But they did.
But they did. No, I'm kidding.
What a joy. All right. So here are some things as we reflect that we wish we knew or had done as we were planning our wedding. First of all is the budget.
Yeah.
I think as a couple or as a family, whoever's in charge of like the financial backing of the wedding, no matter what size we're talking, no matter how opulent.
Yeah. Whether it's just you two or 700 people.
I think collectively coming up with a budget and setting expectations there is good and making sure everyone knows the budget. But then also I might set the budget at 10% under what your actual budget and what you're actually willing to spend is, because leaving a little extra room for expenses at the end, like whatever it may be, more alcohol at the wedding, whatever your vibe is, like could be helpful.
And I will say too, negotiate, because as soon as you use the word wedding with any vendor, any like location or venue or whatever, people just, they know it's your special day and they know people are willing to spend a lot of money on that. So negotiate. I remember with our catering company, they had quoted, you know, up too much. It was over our budget. And we're like, actually, we're very strict on this number. And if you guys can't like work with that, then we're going to go somewhere else. And they literally just lowered it. They didn't change anything. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole thing. But I think viewing all this, the whole wedding planning process as practice for marriage is actually a helpful thing. So like talking about budgets, making sure that you're navigating it, keeping everybody well-informed along the way. It is interesting though. Studies have shown that a lot of couples have regretted how much they spend on their wedding. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I have any regrets, because you look back on it, you're like, wow, that was an epic day. I will remember that for the rest of my life.
It was, and it was incredible, and it costs a lot of money, and it like hurts your ego. But at the end of the day, like Andrew said, I don't regret it. I think we've learned so much more that we'd probably do it differently. But I think, like Andrew said, set your budget at the beginning. Try to round down. You're going to appreciate that more later. And at the end of the day, you're going to have a party. People are going to have fun. People aren't going to remember the flowers as much as they do how much fun they had with their friends.
Yeah.
So.
And also, no matter how much money you spend, it's going to feel like a lot. Because, and there's always super, I feel like it's just like stereotypical that the man feels like you're spending too much and the woman is frustrated because they want this vision of their wedding day to be executed correctly. But it's going to feel like too much because you're talking about a single day in your life.
Yeah.
But remember, it is special and you only get one of these. So anyway.
As far as like the checklist goes, as soon as you set your budget, do the biggest things and the biggest expenses first and then kind of fill in from there. So do things like your venue, obviously, and your date. Catering. Catering is usually what costs the most, because you're talking about anywhere from 10 to hundreds of dollars per person.
Per plate, yeah.
Per plate. So a good way to do that is to either decide how much money you're willing to spend per head or per plate, or just giving a budget to the whole thing. DJ or band, photographer, videographer, flowers. Those are usually like the big ones.
All right. So our two oldest kids have been loving science experiments. We post about it all the time on Instagram. And lately we've been trying to find better ways to keep and continue their curiosity going.
Yes. And so I found KiwiCo with Drew when she was an infant, but have since graduated Drew and Jet, our two oldest, to like their science boxes, which helps them with like engineering, robotics, technology. And they love getting their hands dirty and in it. And the things that KiwiCo comes up with is amazing. So each month, if you subscribe or get a membership, you get a new box in the mail for your kid to open. And it's filled with goodies. I remember this as an infant and it was amazing.
Awesome.
But now as a toddler, it's even cooler. They get to discover and build and create things with their science boxes that are amazing.
The activities are nonstop. You get to do things like engineering,
robots. There's learning about science of ice cream. That was one of our kids' favorite. Yes. But they always do age-appropriate things as well, which is really cool and important. And it allows the teaching and learning process to go really smoothly.
Yes. My favorite thing about KiwiCo is that their boxes are age-appropriate. So as your kid gets older, the boxes develop with them. And it also kind of tells you where they should be developmentally. I remember as a parent, it's when I started KiwiCo as a kid, like as an infant, I loved that it gave parents tips to kind of encourage the educational process for your kid. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
That's right. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE.
A couple of little things in there that I found I think you can save money on is photographer and videographer. A lot of times photographers will offer to bring more assistants and more photographers out so they capture every single moment that happens at the wedding. We purchased the bare minimum. So we had two photographers, one for the groom side, one for the bride side, and we still wound up with over 2,000 pictures. Nobody's gonna use 2,000 pictures.
Yeah.
Nobody.
You're gonna use like probably four from the day.
Yeah.
Now, granted, you want those four to be like, taken
great,
well. Yeah.
But you're not going to, like, you don't need 800 pictures from when the groomsmen are getting ready, especially with iPhones these days, or you can do, like, the wind-up cameras, like, behind the scenes in different locations. I just don't think it's necessary to have so many photographers. A videographer, we were very skeptical about. We weren't sure if we wanted a videographer, but we ended up being so incredibly impressed and in love with the video. And it's, we probably watch the video more than we look at the pictures.
For sure. Also, just from my perspective, remember that people's memory mm-hmm. is only going to be in relation to the larger things. Like,
yeah.
Wow, that was such an awesome venue or beautiful venue. Or do you remember the speech that the best man gave mm-hmm. or the food was great or whatever, like the bar. I think thinking of it as what will people remember mm-hmm. is helpful to weed out some of the smaller things. Like, I don't remember our tablecloths or our silverware or our chairs. Actually, I remember our chairs just because we spent extra on them and it feels like unnecessary.
I want to correct you there.
Okay.
So we actually saved money on our chairs because we were down to two different chairs where one chair had like a chair pad on it and one chair didn't. And the difference of a chair pad was like $10,000 because we had 400 people at our wedding and the ones without chair pads were $10,000 less. And we went with the ones without chair pads.
Wow. Good call. You're right.
And I was like, chair pads are $10,000. What?
Not actually though.
Not actually.
But real quick, today's episode is brought to you by AG1.
Let's try not to get sick for our wedding day. Let's just work on our overall health. Let's just start taking AG1 now, even if your wedding day is 2 days from now.
That's right. I was trying to do a couple things to make sure I was in good health.
Yeah.
For the day of, including, you know, working on bending my knees so I'm not straight leg passing out up there, including taking the right vitamins.
I thought you were going to say so you could drop it like it's hot.
And that's no. But that's also good.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Babe, how would you say your social battery is right now?
Probably non-existent since having Bear, but it's slowly coming back and I'm almost ready to get back out there and host a game night, babe. It's been too long.
I'm ready for that too.
I would say after having a baby, we've been in survival mode and haven't had a lot of extra time for socializing, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, we both know it's important to surround ourselves with community during hard times. So it's been a tough balance that we're trying to manage. We actually talked about this in therapy recently, and it's been really helpful to dig into.
We've been open about getting back into therapy after having our third baby, and it's been a great game changer for us. We recommend it to literally anyone, not just couples going through a hard season. It's a great place to learn how to set boundaries, communicate, and learn how to build a social life without draining your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is an amazing option.
It's all online, so you can do whatever fits best with your schedule, which is perfect for us, especially with three babies.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and they let you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/EastFam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EastFam. Let's get back to it.
Yes. AG1, we told you guys about this a million times. We take it every single day. It is your daily greens powder. It has 75 vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right.
Sean and I take it every day. Mm-hmm. I take mine around 10 a.m. When do you take yours? Do you take yours with your morning coffee?
I don't really take it at the same time every day. I kind of space it out when I need.
You're on that mom schedule where you take it whenever you have.
Yeah, it's like when I have breakfast at 7 p.m.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we cannot recommend AG1 enough. It really covers all the bases. It's good for your gut health, your brain health, your all the things. It has the vitamins that you need. So if there's one supplement we're going to take, this would be it. And also, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase.
I have told a lot of people we all have nutritional gaps in our diet. If you would like to take one thing to make up for that, it would be AG1. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/EastFam. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/EastFam. To take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
We'll also link it down below. Let's get back to it. Also, some people are into the concept of preserving their dress or suit that they wore and getting mm-hmm. it dry cleaned. They also have preservation options for dresses,
which
I think.
I did.
Which you did. So leave room in your budget for that as well. Try to think from the beginning to the very end. So like that, maybe even your honeymoon is part of your wedding budget. But also things like preserving your suit and getting it dry cleaned.
Also, a couple more like things to think about where you can save money, where we saved money. Flowers. So actual flowers are about three times the price of like greenery. So think like, yeah, just instead of like a big rose, you have like all of these like green plants.
Leaves.
We did 90% greenery and just like a couple flowers here and there. I didn't think it really looked any different and it saved a ton of money. Also stationery. Stationery is a massive way to save money. So if you think of like the most traditional wedding, you would walk in and be handed a pamphlet or like a brochure.
An itinerary.
Yeah.
Kind of run that a
you,
show.
Like each individual person gets to look at and it tells you what's going on through the wedding. That can cost a lot of money. So we actually didn't do that. We printed one. And I went and bought an easel from like TJ Maxx and just like set the really big one up on the easel. You can do the same thing with like dinner menus. Instead of printing dinner menus, you can print one and frame it. I literally bought a frame from TJ Maxx. And then like table numbers, all of those different things. You can truly just do like one big one somewhere instead of printing potentially hundreds.
Dude, the stationery I forgot about. The save the dates, the invitations, RSVPs. That can get out of hand pretty quickly.
Oh, another great way to save money with your invitations or save the dates. Lexi actually did this, which was brilliant, is instead of doing like a printed invitation or save the date in an envelope, you can actually do postcards, which are great. And you can even do those for invitations where you receive the invitation, you put a stamp on it, and you send the invitation back. Which is an awesome way to do that.
Yeah. Also, I just feel, I'm just thinking about all this. Like, you get caught up in like, oh, I need to have a gold foil envelope.
Yeah.
It's not what it's about, dude. I'm about to get fired up.
Lexi's got something for us.
Lexi's just pro tip.
Yeah. She said you can actually send invitations with QR codes on them. So you just scan the QR code and RSVP online. So you don't have to like ship an RSVP.
Pro tip.
That is really
smart.
Thank
you, Lex. It's not about the gold foil and the freaking envelope. It's about who you are anyway.
Oh, I have a couple more tips. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. We're going to be here forever.
These were things that we absolutely loved. They were suggestions by our wedding planner that we actually did at our wedding. So usually during your wedding, after you get married.
Wait. There's one more for the budget because you're about to move into the next section. I'm just saying.
There's a tip, Andrew. Okay, what?
Before we move on from the budget, closing out this section of you'll likely go over your budget. also, I never leave room in the budget and planning for tips.
Oh, yeah.
But people definitely like the florist, caterer, DJ, photographer, videographer, probably it might be a tip situation. By the way, tipping is so stressful. I don't know who to tip or when or how much or whenever. But anyway, leave room for tips and make sure that that's factored in as well. All right, back to shots.
Okay, so day of your wedding, something that we never thought of, but our wedding planner actually thought of and suggested, and we did. So after you get married, there's usually this like little time in between where you probably take pictures and then you head to the reception. As a bride and groom, you will spend 99.9% of your time at the reception, like talking to people and having fun and doing toasts and cutting the cake. And you actually don't really get a lot of time to sit and eat. So our wedding planner suggested in that little leeway time when you take pictures, set aside 20 extra minutes. Nobody's going to notice. They're literally going to be like dancing and eating food and drinking. Set aside 20 minutes, have your meal already prepared, sit down and have your first dinner as husband and wife. Andrew and I did that. It was so special.
Andrew and I have been talking about this a lot lately, and I'm sure other parents can relate. It seems like we buy our kids clothes and they grow out of them instantly, which is why we are so glad we found the brand Posh Peanut. Listen closely, guys. Their clothes are amazing quality and made from viscose, from bamboo. So they stretch with your kid as they grow and are 4 times stretchier than cotton. They have the cutest patterns too, from florals and Barbie to Disney and Hot Wheels. They have something for every kid that every kid will love, and they're truly made to last.
Jed asked to wear his Hot Wheels pajamas every night, and it's honestly adorable. The fabric is really soft and stretchy, which comes in handy when you're still changing diapers.
Oh, for sure. Plus, I swear their clothes get even softer the more you wash them, which usually doesn't happen with kids' clothes.
We also love that their clothes are chemical-free, which means they're delicate enough for babies with sensitive skin, which is something we've been paying attention to for Bear.
Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizes for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. And if you're not a parent, consider this the perfect gift idea for any little one. For real, you guys, we love this brand and they're loved by over 1 million parents. Check them out.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code EastFam. Go to poshpeanut.com/EastFam and use promo code EastFam for 20% off your first order.
That's poshpeanut.com/EastFam, promo code EastFam. I'm headed there right now.
Let's get back to it.
Also, something to remember, you probably will get too caught up in your party to like sit down and eat cake. So have your day of coordinator put together a huge to-go bag for you of food, extra like dinner food, and extra cake that you and your husband or spouse can enjoy like when you get back home, which is what we did. We literally got home from our wedding and sat in bed and just ate cake and food for like an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like if you don't eat at your wedding, you're just gonna get back to the hotel.
I don't think we ate or drank anything at our wedding.
We had dinner.
Besides that 20-minute period, the actual reception.
I don't think we shaking hands and saying hello to everybody. Yeah.
Another good thing to remember, just to have this mindset: the only thing that matters at your wedding is that you end up married. Something's gonna go wrong. Someone's gonna forget something. We had a stray injured dog walk down the aisle of our wedding while we were getting married.
We also this is also completely ridiculous, and I understand nobody relates to this, but Sean is a big deal, and there was what do you call it?
TMZ helicopter.
What do you call that thing? Paparazzi. There was a paparazzi helicopter also sitting outside our freaking house where Sean was getting ready. Someone was hiding in the bushes. Do you remember
so
that picture?
Creepy. So creepy.
Anyway, so something's going to go wrong or unexpected will happen.
Just have such a relaxed mentality of like, it's the perfect day because you're getting married. It's not the perfect day because the food is hot or something is executed perfectly, whatever. Like, all you have to remember is that you get married. I remember we got married outside and so many people were so worried, even our wedding planner, that it was going to rain. And because of money, I didn't pay for a rain tent. I was like, I don't want to spend extra thousands of dollars on a hypothetical situation. I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, if it rains, those will be epic pictures. Yeah. And I was fine with it.
Embracing the things that go wrong with like a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's just good practice for marriage and parenting and whatever else you're getting into. Cause like, it's all part of the experience, baby. We're just here making memories. And it doesn't need to be the memory that you tried to draw up.
So. You know how funny and like memorable and cool it would be to have your wedding pictures just like you guys are just soaking wet? I think that would be like really funny.
You wouldn't have felt that way in the moment.
I embraced it that day. I was like, this would be epic. I actually remember that.
Okay. Some of this is tips from the other side of the fence. Yeah.
Another thing to remember. So wedding day is done. A lot of people feel like there is an expectation to save room in the budget so they can go on a honeymoon the day after. Remember, you can take your honeymoon whenever you want. So for us, since we paid for our wedding, we actually took 3 months in between, 4 months in between.
Yeah.
Our wedding and our honeymoon. So we took it later.
Yeah. I also, our story is wild. We woke up the day after we got married and had to take like an 8 a.m. flight out to Oakland so I could start practice with the Raiders. But some people are like set on that concept of doing the honeymoon the week after the wedding. And maybe you just need a little space to breathe, whether it be because of finances or because of the stress of planning the actual wedding. But feel free to take your time and do it on your own schedule, mm-hmm. you know?
Other like small but big thing or whatever, that however you look at it. Small but big things?
Yeah.
Big but small things. Other things to consider. I feel like this is like a bride thing. Don't worry about what you look like. I feel like there's all of these like fads and trends of like lose weight for your wedding day. Stop.
Wow.
Your spouse, your fiance proposed to you because they love you how you are. Don't change who you are for your wedding. I stressed so much about it.
I love that perspective, babe.
I remember feeling like I couldn't eat breakfast because I was like, oh, what if I look bloated in my... Stop. That's so... Just... That strips you of so much joy. And... Buy a dress that fits. If not, size up. So you can truly enjoy every aspect of your relationship. And nobody is there to look at how you look or to judge you. And if they are, they shouldn't be at your wedding. So enjoy it. Don't stress about it.
Dude, preach. Keep going. Just keep going. Dang, girl. That's all I got. That's good. Jeez, we hadn't talked about that, but you were stressed.
I was very stressed. I was still in a very unhealthy part of my life when it came to body image. And I was really, really worried about how I looked on my wedding day, which looking back, if it was Drew, if it's Jet, all I could say is like, you proposed to me probably at my lowest point in like my body image world. And you loved me then. So why would I think I had to change myself for our wedding day?
Dang. And thinking some of our friends, the wedding and trying to look good for it has sparked unhealthy habits or practices. Mm-hmm. And again, don't lose sight of the big picture. Like you don't want, don't take whatever substances or supplements or whatever just to like start unhealthy habits as you're about to start a new life with somebody. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Terrible timing.
I'm going to say
do that.
Last thing, we'll wrap this up and we could do 1700 different parts on weddings. A lot of people have this false sense that a wedding is the finish line.
Mm.
And it is the most exciting like start of your life. So when you're at your wedding, don't be like, oh, breath of fresh air. We did it. No, like you are starting the best part of your life. And if you look at it that way, it kind of sets your expectation up for the rest of your life instead of feeling like, oh, we're done.
Yeah, yeah. It is tempting to feel like a finish line because, like, you've been dating and this is, like, you know, you've been working towards this for a long time with the engagement, whatever. But it actually really is a starting line. So,
and that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Truly.
Okay, so other things that you can consider are like who is doing the ceremony. Do you want to write your own vows? We actually are. What do you call that guy? What do you call the person who marries you?
Officiant
wrote our vows based off of what we said in meetings. Also, on that note, do premarital counseling.
Yeah.
Do it.
It's the best.
Do it.
It is the best.
That's all I have to say about it is do it. You have anything?
No, that was it. Oh. That was my sign sealed delivered.
For emotions and stress levels, don't check the weather until the week of the wedding, because that's just something that could so easily stress you out. Like, hey, what's the average weather on April 16th? Oh, raining? Shoot. We're screwed.
Like I said.
That was the only date the venue had open. Anyway.
Oh, maybe another thing too, your wedding registry. Make sure you put that on your save the dates or invitations, just because people really want to celebrate you. And if they can't come to the wedding, they still want to celebrate you in any way they can. We use Zola. Zola was great.
I actually, on this note, I would sit down, if you're putting your wedding registry together, I would sit down with a couple who's been married and who's in your like circle and like double check your registry things. Cause I remember our mom looking at our registry, or my mom looking at our registry, be like, you're not going to use that. You're not going to use that. And you're like, I think I will use whatever the thing is. But
we have so many wine glasses. So many.
We went too hard. And we didn't need 40 different Moscow Mule mugs either, it turned out. Anyway, so have someone else check that, because it's a fun thing to go through anyway. And just to reiterate, things I wish we knew and had given more priority of thought, if there's one thing, it would just be to remember to enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Whatever that means for you. That might mean taking care of every single detail. That might mean not doing any of the details, but enjoy it nonetheless.
With that, thank you for listening. Thank you for suggesting this topic. If you have any more questions when it comes to weddings, we'll do a part two. But I think that's all we got for you.
Yeah. I want to continue this series and maybe do things I wish we knew before we dated, or things I wish we knew before we got engaged, or things I wish we knew before we had kids, whatever the thing is. So let us know, if you're listening, which of those, if any, that you would like to hear.
If you are planning a wedding right now, we are so happy for you guys. We are praying for you. It's truly the best part of life. I love it.
We love marriage, and wedding is a fun part of that. So congratulations. We're rooting for you. Good luck. Crush it. That's all we have. I'm Andrew.
I'm Sean.
We're the East fam.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think. Babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcast on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention, because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.